little bit of Ray, the best bits.
This is, I'm on a number of Facebook. There's one a group I'm in called Dull Men's Club.
Perfect, yeah.
And I don't think you need to be a man to be in it, but you do need to be dull, because there's loads of women in it as well. And these are just really dull observations and accomplishments, like really boring things. And they're the type of things that I would sort of talk about here on a daily basis in my dull, uneventful, not particularly exciting life. It's good. It's called Dull Men's Club. It's worth checking out. Other ones I'm a member of. There's my estate, just like residents of my estate. And I love looking at that to see who's given out about the bins or who's, I don't know, give me other, who's selling, giving stuff away. We've got a bed. We've got a spare bed here. Does anyone want it? Love mooching through the photo. And one of the things someone has put up on our, on the estate Facebook group is a video from a couple of nights ago, where they said, "Hi all, just to let you know, someone is going around robbing the Halloween decorations from outside people's houses on our street."
That's a crime.
It's a straight up crime.
Yeah.
So this is a video that then, because they've got one of these doorbells that records the video outside. So they took the video, put it on the residents' Facebook group.
Like, be on alert.
"Hi, y'all, keep an eye out." Now, I don't know if it's a man or a woman. Hang on, I think it's a woman. And they're being very sneaky because they've covered their face with their big hood as they're doing it. Now, a couple of things. Well, I'll show you the video.
Yeah, go on.
It's probably illegal for me to share it on social. Is it like, is it an invasion of privacy or anything? Here.
I think once you're caught in the act, don't you give up all rights to privacy?
I don't think so. No, I think you...
I'm not a lawyer.
No, you're clearly not. So there it is. It's a shot of someone's outside someone's house,
yeah,
right?
The porch.
Sorry, I'm smothered with this cold now. All of a sudden, I've got it. It's arrived. And approaching from the right-hand side is someone wearing a hood. And I think their dog, they've got one of these big dogs, right?
Okay, it's a black and white grainy footage.
This
yeah.
is the problem as well. The nighttime footage, the night vision footage is going to make it hard to watch. But
here they come.
There's the dog after walking past. And look at them already. They've already got an armload of stuff from the next house.
They're loaded down.
Look at this. It looks
Scroll
like
backwards there.
They're kind of carrying. See it there?
Yeah.
They're carrying like a skeleton or a couple of... You can't really see clearly because it's the night vision. What's that? That's like a... It's a mannequin of some kind.
Is it a dog or an animal of some sort?
The dog has just walked past.
Yeah, I know that.
And then this thing they're carrying here is some sort of... I think it's a skeleton. You can kind of see the hands of the skeleton there.
Okay,
look.
Yeah.
And then they're leaning over, right?
All right.
I'll continue.
This is like Crime Stoppers.
And they just grab an arm.
The cheek!
Isn't that unbelievable?
And hanging around, bent over, picking and choosing.
Taking another armful of stuff. This person, to describe it for you, they're laden down with Halloween decorations that they're after robbing off someone else's porch. Isn't that unbelievable?
That is brazen.
I've spoken before about the breakdown of society around... Sorry, what's happened there? But the breakdown of society around us. But this has just gone beyond the pale. Then I think we take to the streets.
Wow, okay. Outside government buildings, is it?
We go to government buildings on right. this. Genuinely, I'm just utterly, utterly...
The cheek, though, in the footage there, that person, man or woman, is taking their sweet time as well about it.
Should we? Oh, yeah. Not a bother on them. Caught on the video, covering up their face, and they're very sketchy about the way that they lean their face and lean the hood away. Two armloads. And they didn't seem to have a car or a van or anything with them, so they're walking home with all that stuff. I was then thinking, if you went... Like, if you're the owner of the stuff, apparently one of the things they stole was, because your man describes it in his post, is a skeleton playing the banjo.
Perfect, yep, yep.
So it's specific. I haven't seen the skeleton playing the banjo. So if you took a walk around the neighbourhood or walk around other houses or the streets in general and keep walking until you find a big dog, he's like a big grey dog, or at least he is in the footage. and a skeleton playing a banjo, you've got them banged to rights.
I can't get over how brazen that is.
Isn't this unbelievable?
Going door to door and slowly and just nicking stuff.
Have you been a victim of this sort of shameless, shameful, petty crime?
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!